Welcome back to another episode of Bulldogs in the Morning with me, Tommy Keene, and Vanya Wu.
This episode is brought to you by Niles Broadcasting Corporation. We are bringing news, entertainment, and more to you from Room 2002.
This week, we have a story about something that's thought to be impossible by most people.
What we're talking about is a way to relieve traffic congestion without widening roads and a way to save you money. We're talking about Smart Commute, the GTA's improved way of getting you from point A to point B.
Honestly, I couldn't believe my ears when I first heard about Smart Commute myself.
Me either. I love that there's an entire organization dedicated to traveling in an environmental and money-saving way. If you guys want to learn more about Smart Commute, just keep listening.
This morning, to educate us on Smart Commute, is our special guest, Julian Walker.
Hello, everyone.
Thanks for coming out today for our show. Can you tell us a little bit about Smart Commute?
Yeah, for sure. Smart Commute is run by the municipalities in the GTA in Hamilton and Metrolinx, which is an Ontario government agency. It promotes environmentally friendly transportation methods that helps greatly reduce traffic congestion.
That sounds great. I absolutely find it unbearable when I'm stuck in traffic on the way to school.
Yeah, it really helps commuters who are going places discover smarter and better travel options, such as walking, cycling, and maybe even carpooling. It really helps to ease gridlock as well as save money and time.
I like that idea. It really is a smarter way to commute. Ha
ha! Not funny, Tommy. Anyway, Julian, continue what you were saying.
There is also a program that informs students of their choices and offers alternatives when it comes to commuting to anywhere, such as using a bike to get to school instead of driving a car and wasting money.
That's perfect for us students at BOSS.
Definitely. That's weird how we've never really heard of this program before.
Well, the Smart Commute Initiative started in May 2004 and was a partnership of towns, cities, and greater regions of Toronto and the Hamilton area. It was also partially funded by Transport Canada. In January 2008, Metrolinx made a Smart Commute program under their company. Metrolinx is an agency of the Government of Ontario.
That's been quite a while, and it's probably since you always drive to school, Vanya.
That's true. Maybe you should just tell us a little more then, Julian.
Sure thing. The Smart Commute program also includes emergency car ride programs, discount transit pass programs, walking and cycling programs, flexible work arrangements for ride homes, and many others to promote Smart Commute.
Wow, Smart Commute really does offer a lot.
It seems to be quite successful in my opinion.
Successful indeed, Tommy. As of 2015, there are 13 Smart Commute offices in the GTA, 340 employers participating in the Smart Commute programs, 720,000 employees and post-secondary students are involved in the Smart Commute programs.
Honestly, what's not to love about Smart Commute?
I don't think there's anything to say about that, but I can definitely tell you all the benefits of using Smart Commute.
Be our guest, but I just want to say that we did a little research ourselves.
Well, go ahead.
Well, for all the employees out there, there are many benefits. Smart Commute lets employees access ways of getting to work and other places that can help improve health and the environment and save money and ease stress.
On smartcommute.ca, employees can use the Smart Commute tool to plan their trip to work and find other people to carpool with. There's also a tool to track your savings, calories burned, and your environmental impact.
You guys are completely right, but I can also tell you that companies are now encouraged to provide incentives for employees who use Smart Commute, such as internal benefit, provided federal transit tax credits, and designated parking for carpool drivers.
I think it's about time that I get a job then.
How about we just focus on graduating high school, Tommy?
True that, but I also know for a fact that Smart Commute can benefit companies as well.
Definitely.
From what we learned, joining Smart Commute will allow businesses to attract more potential recruits.
Yup. A company that provides employees with flexible and accessible commuting options is seen as a more attractive workplace. It ensures the workers that they hire that they will enjoy their workplace and make them want to stay. With using Smart Commute, the workers have small chances to be late for work and will increase their productivity due to less stress from driving alone.
That's great. I guess it also gives the company a good look since it is a green company for using Smart Commute.
I bet all the other companies will just be green with envy. Haha!
Honestly, Tommy, just drop it.
yeah, sorry about that. Vanya, don't you live close to school? Why don't you just walk or bike to school?
That would be a great idea for you. Walking or cycling will save you money that you usually spend on gas or vehicle maintenance. With that, your mind will be energized, which will reduce stress on your mind so you can work productively in school. It is actually better to walk or cycle because it can reduce the amount of stress and tension on your body if you were sitting in a car.
Maybe I should cycle to school while it's still warm out.
Good for you. Wow, I guess traffic won't be something to complain about anymore. It seems that everyone can benefit from the smart commute thing.
Yep. Well, I guess that's all we have for today. Thanks, Julian, for taking the time to tell us so much about it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Check out Smart Commute at smartcommute.ca. And now, it's the part of the show where we take your questions. Tweet us at #questionswithtommy or call us at 905-BULLDOG so we can hear what you have to say. All right, we have our first caller. Hello, and what's your name?
Hi, my name is Asini, and I love the show, by the way.
Thanks, Asini. So tell us what your question is.
Well, why not leave home earlier to avoid traffic? Because it sounds like a lot of effort to work the smart commute.
Well, great question, Asini. From what I learned, smart commute has many more benefits than driving to school does. It helps to reduce risk of health problems like respiratory disease and cardiovascular disease. It also helps to reduce the amount of money you spend on fuel. Biking is free, but if you take the bus, you spend less than half as much as you would on gas or car insurance each year.
I'm still not sure if that's worth it, Tommy.
Well, Asini, if that wasn't enough, did you know that the average commuter spend about 39 hours stuck in gridlock traffic per year? Driving really does seem like a waste of time now, doesn't it?
Good point. I never thought of that. Thanks, Tommy.
No problem, Asini. These next set of questions come from Twitter. Vanya, if you'd read the question, please.
Sure thing. This question is from Santa's Little Helper. He says, what kind of smart commute programs do we have at Voss? Seems pretty empty in that department.
Well, to answer your question, Santa's Little Helper, last year, Burbrook installed a new set of bike racks to the east side of the school. There are more spaces for your bikes to fit there. VRT also installed a new bus shelters outside our school to help make traveling more convenient for Burbrook students.
All right, our next question comes from GuessWho46. They write, smart commute sounds like a great idea, but I'm still not convinced about the environmental benefits.
Okay, GuessWho46, I want you to think about the environmental impact like this. If 50 people were to take the bus instead of drive to school, there would be 50 less cars on the road. And there would be more than 300 times less CO2 being emitted from the bus than all those cars combined.
All right. Well, that's all the questions for this week's Questions with Tommy. Make sure you tweet us at Bulldog Radio for your chance to win this week's Mystery Wheels sweepstakes.
You could win up to $1,000, a brand new iPhone, or even a MacBook Air.
Stay tuned, because coming up next is an exclusive interview with the Smart Commute Program Director. And after that, the Mystery Wheels sweepstakes.
Hi, my name is Tommy Keane. I'm calling on behalf of Burbrook Secondary School for a school podcast assignment. I had some questions about Smart Commute.
Oh, and you're from Burbrook, did you say?
Yeah.
And what would your questions be?
So I was wondering how does Smart Commute affect local residents, including high school students?
Well, there are a lot of different ways that it impacts local residents, but the Smart Commute program typically encourages all people to use sustainable transportation to get to and from where they need to go every day. So if you're talking about students, that's going to and from school. So we encourage things like riding bikes, walking, taking buses, or even carpooling, as opposed to getting in a car and driving by yourself to school.
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
And that's the end of this episode of Bulldogs in the Morning. Come back on Monday morning for another broadcast.
Special thanks goes to Julian Walker, our special guest and smart commute expert, Lauren Lim, our technical producer,
Tony Jang, our script editor, and Asini Alois, our call-in guest.
And stay tuned for more on Bulldog Radio. Coming up is your daily music blast.